Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday the 1st of December, and this week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we are reminded that God is not too busy to be interrupted by our concerns. We turn for the last time to our Bible passage for this week, Mark chapter 4. And verses 35 to 41. Jesus calms the storm. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat, with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly, the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him." Amen. Have you ever had a perfectly planned day, only to have it disrupted by unexpected interruptions? It can be frustrating and throw us off balance. However, when we look at the life of Jesus, we see a different perspective on dealing with interruptions. In Mark chapter 4, we read about a powerful storm that arose while Jesus and his disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee. The disciples were filled with fear and panic, but where was Jesus? He was peacefully sleeping in the boat. The disciples woke him up, saying, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" Jesus, without any sign of irritation or frustration, stood up and rebuked the wind and the waves, bringing about a great calm. He then turned to his disciples and asked, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" In this story, we see that Jesus welcomed the interruption of the storm. He used it as an opportunity to demonstrate his power and to care for his disciples. The storm wasn't a hindrance to Jesus. It was a chance for him to show his love and grace. Similarly, we can view interruptions in our lives as opportunities for God to demonstrate his care and grace. When our plans are disrupted, we can choose to trust that God is in control and has a purpose for allowing the interruption. It may be a chance for us to grow in faith, to rely more on him, or to show his love to others. So, the next time you face an interruption, instead of becoming frustrated or overwhelmed, take a moment to pause and to remember that God welcomes interruptions. Ask yourself, how can I see this interruption as an opportunity for God to demonstrate his care and grace? Trust that God is with you in the midst of the storm, and he will bring about a great calm. As you think through these thoughts today, this question may help you. How can you view interruptions in your life as opportunities for God to demonstrate his care and grace? Thank you for joining me this week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast. I hope you'll join me again soon, but in the meantime, may God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.